Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, is the US taking UFOs more seriously? But first, as Disney Plus prepares to bring in a cheaper ad-supported subscription service, there are fresh reports about how long its ad breaks might be. According to Variety and the Wall Street Journal, the streaming service will run ads for 4 minutes on movies or shows that last an hour or less. It's also reported in the US there won't be any political advertising or ads for alcohol. The ad-supported service is due to begin in the States later this year and launch in other countries from next year, but there are no details yet on how much it'll cost. Next, the planet broke 4 climate records last year, according to a report from the World Meteorological Organization. They include records for greenhouse gas concentrations, ocean heat, ocean acidification, and sea level rise. The report also confirms that the past 7 years have been the warmest on record. In the publication, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for urgent action to transform the world's energy systems away from the dead end of fossil fuels. It looks like officials in the US are taking UFOs a bit more seriously.
We have seen an increasing number of unauthorized and/or unidentified aircraft or objects in military-controlled training areas and training ranges and other designated airspace. Reports of sightings are frequent and continuing.
Yesterday, Congress held its first hearing in half a century on unidentified flying objects. Pentagon officials didn't share any more details on their investigations into hundreds of unexplained sightings in the sky, but said they had picked a director for a new task force to coordinate data on unidentified aerial phenomena. They said they encourage pilots and other military personnel to report anything unusual they see. Officials said UFOs are a national security concern, with suggestions some sightings may have been undiscovered or secret technology from China or Russia. A team of coders have taken part in a robot dog Olympics to come up with ways of supporting the British Army. Yep, I know it sounds bizarre, but Colonel Dan Anders Brown from the MOD's Defence Equipment and Support Arm can explain.
It was a hackathon, and the concept was to bring in coders from industry, from across academia, to help us with the spot dogs that we'd purchased and help us get to grips with what the capability was, what they could and couldn't do. We ran it over a series of 6 Olympic-style events, but to be honest, that was to give the coders something to aim for.
40 experts were tasked with programming robotic dogs to run a 50-metre sprint, carry out a gymnastics routine, and perform various problem-solving challenges. They worked with Spot robotic dogs, the ones created by Boston Dynamics, and Dan told us what they can do.
You'll have probably seen them on the Boston Dynamics YouTube videos dancing and things like that, and that just gives a really good indication of how dexterous and maneuverable they are. So, you know, you can do a lot with them in terms of getting around over uneven ground, up and down steps, opening doors and things like that.
And he said they could play a big role in the army in future.
People are, you know, recognising that, you know, rather than send people, we can send machines. So they are, you know, game changing, you know, and that's not to understate it.
A simple blood test has been developed by researchers in Wales, which can detect bowel cancer. Experts at Swansea University and Cancer Research Wales found the test can detect around 80% of early-stage bowel cancers and 100% of advanced bowel cancers. It's hoped the finger prick test will dramatically cut waiting times for diagnosis and reduce the need for unnecessary procedures like colonoscopies. The test could be adopted by the NHS within 2 years. NASA's InSight Mars lander, designed to record quakes on the red planet, is on its last legs. The space agency says its solar panels are covered in dust and it's losing power. Officials expect it to fully run out of juice in July. Until then, it'll continue to monitor any Mars quakes. InSight landed on the red planet in 2018 and has detected more than 1,300 quakes. Let's head to the ads now. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus,
unexpected item in bagging area.
How electronic self-service may not be as popular as first thought. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. 99,000 people have signed a petition calling for Tesco to bring back manned tills at stores where they've been replaced with staffless self-service checkouts. The petition said the self-service and sort-it-yourself card-only machines make up three-quarters of the tills at one of their megastores. 69-year-old Pat, who set it up, said they're not accessible for carers, older people or disabled people who instead have to queue for more than half an hour. Tesco has responded, saying its staff will always be on hand to help customers, regardless of the checkouts they use. Next.
I left the gang after the gang left me.
The owner of Rockstar Games has responded to a campaign calling for more significant updates to Red Dead Redemption Online. Gamers have been calling for more notable content updates since the last one came in December 2020. Rockstar boss Strauss Zelnick has responded, saying the game publisher is working on an awful lot at the moment, likely referring to the new upcoming GTA game. But he confirmed he has heard the frustration from gamers and said more will be said by Rockstar in due time. And finally, that's the sound of five baby Humboldt penguin chicks who've been born at London Zoo. Keepers there have been busy looking after them after their parents were unable to care for them. They said the five chicks all had first-time parents who needed a little bit of extra help, so they've been taking care of them with help from a few soft toy penguins for them to snuggle up to. Ah. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Catch you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.